Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's good to have you with us in this morning.
Amen.
It is Friday, April 15th. Are your taxes done? Could talk about King Saul. Are your taxes done? Now, tonight, we got a whole new thing happening tonight because tonight we got all Psalms. All right. What we read yesterday in yesterday's lesson about Doeg and the killed the priest and David feigning craziness and then the 400 men coming in. We're going to read that now in the Psalms, which I think is pretty cool. Because here we go. This is now, this is going to, the whole Old Testament happens now. God's got it set up. His children have built a nation, a kingdom. And now we're going to follow David's battle, his struggle to go from being anointed to being appointed. Two different positions in his life. So, here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together like we pray all of the time. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. That's understanding a lot right there. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all fullness of God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen, amen. And amen. So here we go. Psalm chapter 7. I like this. Prayer and praise for deliverance from enemies. David prays against the malice of his enemies, professing his innocence. A meditation of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. O Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me and deliver me, lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me, overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth and lay my honor in the dust. That's a very bold statement to speak to God. You know you're a man of God when you say that one. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded. So the congregation of the people shall surround you. For therefore we turn on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. Judge me by that, because my righteousness is Jesus' righteousness. Amen. Verse 9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Selah. Amen. But establish the just. For the righteous God tests the hearts and minds. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. Verse 11, God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend his bow and make it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out and has fallen into the ditch which he made. Have you noticed that's in our prayer that we make? Let them fall into the ditch that they have made. There it is. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Father, this is 6:17. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name, every one of these wicked people that's behind COVID, and they're doing this on purpose, we can see it. May it fall on their own head. May they fall by their own sword. And may this be wiped out all over this earth once again. Because Jesus, we look to you. Deliver the innocent, Father. Help them run away from these wicked people. Deliver the people that are bound, receive these wicked drugs, and it's killing them. We declare you will live and you will not die. May life and life more abundantly come to you in your life tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 27. You might say, Pastor, that's a tough prayer. If you knew how many people's lives we've tried to save right here, and we got some of them saved, and then some of them we didn't get saved. And they had kids that loved their daddy and their mama. Psalm 27, verse 1. Oh, it's one of my favorite. An exuberant declaration of faith. A psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord. I love this verse. That will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Remember what it says in Deuteronomy 28? They'll come out against you one way, and they'll flee before you in seven ways. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. How many people need that verse today? Wait, remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, brother will betray brother, and father children, and children father, all the way to the death. Look at what the psalmist just said. I lost my place. Do not look up without putting your finger down.
11.
Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I say it, you and I are going to see the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Wow.
Selah. Psalm 31. The Lord is a fortress in adversity. Psalm of David. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. I like those words. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Look at that. That your is capitalized. That's Jesus. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into you, this is Jesus praying right now. Into your hand, I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. That's a prophetic word about Jesus. I have hated those who regard useless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy. For you have considered my trouble. You have known my soul in adversities and have not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a wide place. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief. Yes, my soul and my body. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. It's like cancer to me. 11. I'm a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and am repulsive to my acquaintances. Those who see me outside flee from me. I am forgotten like a dead man out of mind. I hear the slander of many. Fear is on every side while they take counsel together against me. They scheme to take my life away. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord.
Amen.
I say you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence. Insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. From the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I'm cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried out to you. Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Psalm 34. Now, you and I could see what just happened there with David, and he's running for his life, and you could see him in the middle of the day while he's running saying these words to God. And then obviously God brought him back to him so he could write him down, because he was probably still running. Psalm 34. The happiness of those who trust in God. A psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. That was yesterday's lesson, right? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. And I say to you, New Testament believers, be delivered from fear. Quit being afraid. He lives inside of you. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This is Psalm 34, verse 6. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Not a few, not every now and then. Verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. You better mark that verse and start speaking it out loud every day. I guarantee you, it just went on five confessions I have right now. I guarantee it. Verse 11. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is man who desires and loves many days, that he may see good? Number one, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil. Do good. Seek peace. Pursue peace. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. How many righteous people, how many Christian people today are not delivered out of all of their troubles because they've been sold the bill of goods that God's going to do it to you and there ain't nothing you can do to get out of it? I just read you two all verses in one night. That was 20 minutes. That was 19 minutes and 55 seconds. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves such as has a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Here goes the all word again. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned.
Amen.
Somebody ought to shout, glory, hallelujah, to the newborn king. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 52. Can I get an I love the word? I love the word. Here we go. The end of the wicked and the peace of the godly. David condemns the pride and evil ways of Doeg and prophesies his destruction. Remember what happened? Doeg saw David getting the bread and the sword and went and told King Saul, and King Saul came back and killed the priest. Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. Isn't it something that in the Old Testament, David is using the word saints?
Mm-hmm.
23:23. Now, we just read a whole night worth of Psalms, all right? I like it. I think this is awesome. And what I love is that they're taking these Psalms and they're putting them right in where it actually happened. David saw Doeg, and in actuality, he probably should have gone and killed him, taking him out. Why? Because then he wouldn't have come and killed the priest. Remember what happened? I think it was 85 priests were killed because of that.
Yeah.
That's wickedness. And Saul was, King Saul was wicked. And Doeg was wicked. Saul turned to Doeg and said, you kill him. And Doeg killed that priest. And then he ended up killing 85 more. And in the Old Testament, they don't know that he ever was forgiven of that. When you started being bad in the Old Testament, God just iced it. And I know some of you and I in the New Testament, like, Lord, it's taking you a long time to deal with these guys. Can't you just get rid of them? And he's a God of mercy. But he needs you and I, we the people, to get together part of this wickedness. And I say over this COVID, like we all at the beginning, that may the very people at the very root of it be taken out by their own wickedness, the pit they dug for everybody else to fall in. May they fall into it.
Amen.
And be bitten by that snake.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. What are we doing now? Oh, the prayer of salvation. Got me on that, and I can pray about that for 2 hours. Here we go. Now, You might be here tonight saying, wow, this is new. I've never been a part of it. What this is we're reading the Bible chronologically. We started on January 1st. We've done every day another set of chapters, and it's all in a playlist. So click the like, hit subscribe, ding, ring the bell, so that you can be notified. And in this comments, as everybody does right down there, is a link to every one of these Read the Word programs, all the way from Genesis 1 to where we are right now in 2 Samuel in the book of Psalms. And we want you to come and be a part of it with us. Maybe you have never received Jesus' blood and righteousness to restore you to the relationship with your Father and be reconciled. And we want you to pray that prayer of salvation with us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. My terminology's changing. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out and just say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
And all of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of
fill
your life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Now, some of you are like, wow, Pastor, something's going on the inside. Yeah, it is. You are experiencing the infilling of God into your being. John chapter 4, Jesus said, the Father is seeking those who will build a daily relationship with him of communication. And now your spirit man has been born again because you received Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. He just filled you with light. Jesus is the author and finisher of faith. He just filled you with faith. Jesus is perfectly righteous. He said no sin his whole life, 33 and a half years. Even dealing with all those wicked religious nuts, he never sinned. And so he offers you his righteousness and he makes you into it so that you don't have to sin another day. And then the Father said, adopt that one into the family. You are now adopted into the family of God. You're an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus. Everything that Jesus has access to, you do. You're not the Christ. You are just an heir. And a joint heir with Jesus.
Amen.
And that's a pretty cool thing. You might say, that's a pretty big order to fill, Pastor. Yeah, I know. But you don't have to be a Christian. You just have to be a believer.
Mm-hmm.
People like, that doesn't make sense. Well, a Christian is a follower of Christ, but a believer is somebody that believes. And you need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. Now, my email address and website's in the links here, and I encourage you to get in touch with me. Say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer. Help me walk with God. I got hundreds of videos I can send you and very specific videos on righteousness that I'll send you, and it'll be a blessing to you and everybody that you know in Jesus' mighty name. Listen to, they're on YouTube. Don't cost you anything. You can just listen to them, and they'll be a blessing to you. There's timestamps in these videos, little four-digit blue numbers. click on that, and it'll take you right to that event, whatever it is, whatever I'm speaking, it'll take you right there to that. You can hear it over and over again. Really make studying this a very powerful force in your life. Share this with everybody you know. Share the Blog Talk Radio channel with those that don't have good internet. And we just want to be a blessing to you, to your family, and to everyone around the world that we can reach. 32 nations, and we're going for 199 nations, which is somebody in every nation around the world. All right, got to run. Remember, Sunday morning, we're going to have communion, the new covenant worship, right here during Read the Word. So make sure you have your communion elements. Get some grape juice and some bread, and be ready in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again. This is what we say. Help me, guys. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. No.